7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, yada. What is this, smart? Am I being smart? Or am I being some type of dumb? I don't know. The current time. It's time to start up the lawnmower. No, it's just the weed eater. The current time is 19:30 UTC. Oh. And that means it's time to begin another day of suffering on this planet Earth. Oh, yeah, that's cool. I don't give a crap. I'll kick everybody's ass. Bring it on. Okay. Calm down. Yeah, 19:30 UTC. You are listening to The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I made another knife on a stick last night, kind of late. And this is all happening at about 1:30 a.m. But that's not what I'm here to tell you about. What I'm here to tell you about is that I woke up a little bit too early, and when I tried to move, I moved incorrectly, and I had a really bad leg cramp. One of those ones that is super duper painful, and it comes on, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and right when you're about to scream, you figure out which way to twist your leg so it stops happening. And that's what happened to me this morning. I couldn't go back to sleep. So I'm out walking some of this off, trying to get some stretch on, trying to do that thing. And luckily the weather, it sort of rained a little bit either last night or this morning, but everything's dry now, so I don't know how much it rained, but it doesn't seem like it's very much. I mean, the grass is dry, and I'm out here at Sunny Slope Park, my walking park, this little park that has some interesting sidewalks to walk around on. It's by Sunny Slope Pool. It's right across the street. And there's no action in the pool yet, but it's still early. And the lawn guy is there. The lawn guy has got his trimmer out. Oh, and he's trimming all the grass. So I'm trying to work out this crampiness, and maybe also the weird thing that's with my toe. Okay, the cramp was in my, this is the left side, left leg, and I've got, my toe is messed up on my right leg. But my toe, that only hurts when I'm sitting down. I can't feel it at all when I'm walking. But I have this weird thing with my toe when I'm sitting, and I don't know what that's all about. But maybe it's cured because last night I rubbed some white monkey holding peach balm on it right before I went to sleep. Shortly after manufacturing an all new version of knife on a stick. Okay, see, here's what's happened. I have some extra dowels. I sort of forgot that I had them. I had some extra dowels left over from when I was making beaters for my happy drum. Okay, remember that? Yeah, I've still got a bunch of those dowels, right? So I grabbed one of those last night. It's just under a meter long. In fact, I think it's a yard. It's exactly a yard long. Thanks, America. And I grabbed a couple little zip ties. And I took a rasp. And I made a couple of little notches at the end of the stick. And then I took a 29 cent utility knife, the kind you might use for opening boxes, the retractable kind, brep, brep. And I strapped that to the stick, securing it well with the zip ties in those little notches so that the knife doesn't move, doesn't slide. It's a beautiful thing. It's a knife on a stick. It's a utility knife on a stick. Yeah. And, you're right. So, But Tobe, what if you need to use that utility knife or something? Yeah, no, I won't. Because I have, I don't know, maybe 100 of these knives. Because you need to understand that these utility knives come from Harbor Freight. And the reason I was buying them in such quantities is that Harbor Freight has a lot of coupons for free items. They will send you a coupon for a free screwdriver set, or a coupon for a free tape measure, or a free multimeter, or a free pair of scissors. There's tons of these premium things that they give away with these coupons to get you into the store. But the one catch to these coupons is they are with purchase. You must buy something to be able to use this coupon. Well, the cheapest thing at Harbor Freight at one point in time were these knives at 29 cents. There was also some rolls of Teflon tape for the same price. Yeah. And so because I am the kind of person who wants 30 free multimeters and 20 free screwdriver sets and, you know, 60 tape measures, I would go to Harbor Freight a lot, use these coupons, and end up buying one of these knives, right? So for 29 cents plus tax, you know, you get a knife and a multimeter. That's a pretty good deal. There's a lot of squirrels in this park today. Cool. Oh, that reminds me, there was raccoons in my yard again last night. So now I have this utility knife on a stick. It's a little bit flimsy and it's unsafe. Because I attached it in the most secure way possible to the stick, the blade can now not be retracted. So I had to make a little sheath for the blade. And the blade sticks out about 10 centimeters or thereabouts, maybe a little less. And the stick, plus the extension of the knife handle a little bit there, it's about a meter long now. We have achieved metricity. And it's really funny. And I know what you're asking. You're saying, Tobe, we can understand combat knife on a stick. This is now a defensive weapon for you. You can now repel any invaders who try to make an entrance into your home. But what the hell good is a stupid little plastic utility box opener? Okay, here's what you don't understand. Suppose you have a box that needs to be opened, but it's about a meter away. Right. What the hell are you gonna do? That's right. You need 1 meter utility knife on a stick. What if you have to open a letter? Okay, so you check your mail. You have a letter. Maybe it's a letter from the government. And you don't want to be too close to it. You're thinking, this could be a dangerous letter. I'm going to place this well out of my reach. In the interests of safety. Right. Now aren't you glad you have utility knife on a stick? Yeah, you are. Oh. Knife on a stick. These are very important concepts. This is a combination of two of the tools that have advanced mankind, you know, out of the prehistoric ages. Two most important tools in the history of mankind, the stick and the knife. I mean, without a stick, think of all the things that we wouldn't have if stick hadn't been invented. There would be no hockey. There would be no popsicles. There would be no cricket. You better freaking believe how important a stick is. And as for knife, my God, man, if we didn't have knife, we wouldn't have half. Half of what, Tobe? Half of anything.
Thank you. Necropolis, the Lords of Sith.
I'm Edgar Tangram, joined, of course, tonight by Zed Centauri. Tonight promises to be a rare musical treat and, dare I say, a high watermark for civilization.
That's right, Edgar. These three synth legends have been known to score a film or two, but tonight they're about to score something unprecedented. A comet.
Halley's, king of the comets. Especially bright in the sky tonight. It's closer to Earth than it's ever been before.
Whoever scores the celestial dance of the comet most evocatively will be named the Lord of Synth. The losers will be banned from music for a period of 100 years.
Much is at stake for our synth testants. Let's meet them now.
God only goes by one name, and so does Zangelix, a reclusive genius who's appeared in public only never.
There is only one hope for humanity. The synthesizer.
Oh, yes. Synth. Yes, there's only one hope for humanity. The synthesizer. And what the hell's that noise? I guess I got my neighbors running their lawnmowers and stuff again and stuff today too. But I guess that's okay because why? That's right, the synthesizer. What the hell am I talking about? I don't even know. Okay, that's cool too. So what you need to know is last night, in my quest to become Lord of the Synth, I started working on... Well, it's not that I started working on. I started tweaking on Legendary Festival of Blood. Legendary Festival of Blood is the title of the song that we've been working on for the last couple days, which really isn't a song. It's just this generative techno thing that seems to be greatly influenced by taiko drums. Specifically the Odaiko, which I do love. But I did make a couple of little switchy-switch changes. Switched the drum machine over to CR78 so the ticky-tacky-tick-tick is a little different and some other stuff. And then I decided to get really crazy. I said, hey, you know, I've got this one cable. I got this one patch cable left over that we haven't used for anything yet. What could we possibly do? What doesn't have stuff plugged into it? What can we... Oh, I've got an idea. And so... does it make any sense? No, it doesn't. But does it matter? No, it doesn't. I have introduced... what have I introduced? I've introduced a little bit of... FM. Some frequency modulation. I have taken the output of the first sub-oscillator of the second oscillator of Florian, and I plugged that into the FM input of the modal synth, and it sounds pretty crazy. Here, let me see if I can test it out. I gotta put the microphone down because I'm gonna need to use two hands here. Okay, what do we got? Okay, that's how the modal synth sounds without the frequency modulation. Now, I'm going to keep hitting this button, and I'm going to slowly turn up the frequency modulation knob, and we'll see what happens. We're at about 50%, and this is where it starts to get crunchy. Awesome, and if we turn it all the way the other way, because this is an attenuverter, about the same but slightly different. So now I imagine you're thinking, okay, well, so how does this sound with the song and all? Okay, well, here, I'll hit it. Let me kill the mic so you don't have to listen to the damn lawnmowers and stuff, and then I'll just sort of tweak the knob every once in a while and we can hear how this goes. Ready? Here we go. Okay, so yeah, sounds pretty cool. Cool. I think. I mean, do you not? I also should mention that I changed it a little bit. I changed the notes around a little bit. I was messing around with some stuff and blah, blah, blah. And so this is a slightly different song. This is not Legendary Festival of Blood any longer. This is more like Blood Festival Architecture. And I say architecture because I don't want to use topology, because I got topology saved for something else on the big list of songs to write. And so I say architecture only because the synth is all set up in the same way as Legendary Festival of Blood. Everything's all plugged in exactly the same, except for the addition of the frequency modulation. Ain't no thing. Oh yeah, and something else. In completely unrelated news, I created part of a drum beat last night. 4 bars of some interesting drums. You want to hear it? Sure you do. Here you go. We need to add some gain here, don't we? Yeah, hang on a second. Let me get this up to a respectable level here. All right, go. Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of cool. Don't know what I'm going to use it for, but it's decent. Well, I don't know if that actually works together, but gosh. I kind of like this grindy string patch. Might have to use that for something. Why am I writing dumb drum beats when I should be doing serious synth? I don't know. Because it's so fun. Synth is fun. Drink my synth. Stop the beat. You know, I just realized something. Is this thing on? It is on. And when I say on, what I meant to say is, does the thing affect the thing if the thing is on? And it does. Okay, so as you know, I've got the bit collider plugged into the resonator of the modal synth, and normally it sounds like this. Here, let me give you some gain. Okay, there's the bit collider just doing its weird wonkily thing. And we can make some adjustments to it. And that's not even the FM. We can do this too. That barely does anything. What about this? Okay, yeah. A little less resonance. And you can hear some pseudo Morse code. And then you crank it up. And it resonates like a mo. And then we can crank the FM. Okay, that's pretty trippy. Let's take it the other way. Let's go down to the negative side. Uh-oh, here it comes. Uh-oh. Thank you. yet. We need to back up on that because that's about to run away. That's about to run away and escape from the synth. Hit it! Okay, now we got some synth going. And I can tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
Yeah, I know.
The end of the line, yes.
Wackadoo. Synth!